The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on this beautiful planet Earth.
It is.
It is.
Unless.
You're not here for it.
You're pouting and whining.
Well, if you're pouting and whining, no place is any good anyway.
Which is why kisses are sweeter than wine.
Honey. Oh.
Unfortunately, you're still cute while doing that.
Oh, well. You know, it's funny. As children,
yes,
we get attention
mm-hmm.
when we're upset, when we cry, when we're in a mood, when we're having a temper tantrum, that's when we mostly get attention. So we all have learned to get attention by having problems in our lives and complaining about them. There's another possibility.
What?
You could have a complaint-free, drama-free life.
Yes! That's true.
That's true. So in order to have a complaint-free, drama-free life, there are certain prerequisites. Prerequisite meaning you have to do something first. You have to teach yourself how to get into the current moment of your life.
And it's really that easy. You're in the moment, the complaints, the drama, end.
If you're in your complaints and drama, you're not in the current moment of your life. You're saying it should be different than it is. So let's talk about listening first.
Okay.
That's always a good place to understand things from.
And it's also a great way to support yourself in being in the moment. That is something you can always do. You can always listen no matter where you are and bring yourself right back here.
Right, because listening pulls you into the current moment. That is, if you listen non-judgmentally.
And you actually listen to hear what another person is saying from his or her perspective.
As soon as you judge whether you prefer or don't want to hear what's being said or find fault with what's being said or compare it to what you already know, you're not listening. You're thinking about what's being said to see whether or not you agree with it. Whether you agree with or disagree with it, either way, it takes you out of the current moment of your life. So we're suggesting that you learn to listen neutrally, as in to hear what another is saying without adding agreement for or against. Okay?
As in getting interested in, bring your attention, or to use French, your regard.
Right.
Yes. So listening is key, not only to what we have to say, but we have callers today, so we will take them.
Well, it's also key to every moment of your life. So here's the thing about listening. If you truly listen to hear what we and our callers are saying as though you want to hear it and you listen with what they in Zen call the beginner's mind, where you operate like you don't know, like you're just hearing it for the first time, it will pull you into the current moment. And if you get into the current moment, your life will transform. It's that simple.
It's going to be an extra challenge today, though.
Why is that?
Well, because we're talking about relationships. And
aww.
Each of us have a story about how we are in relationships.
And we believe our story to be true, and we believe that we're that way because of our past, our history, our upbringing.
And if you have a complaint against yourself or a complaint about somebody you're relating to or a complaint about the circumstances, like you don't currently have a relationship.
Or about your parents.
Then it's going to be a little more challenging to listen non-preferentially because you're hoping to hear us cross into what your agenda says, if you fix that part of you, then your life would be better. But our approach is not problem-solution-oriented.
It is not psychotherapeutic. So we're not going to try to change you or fix you or make you better in any way. And the truth of the matter is, we're not going anywhere. So we're not trying to produce an outcome. We're going to be here, and if people call in, we'll interact with them and see what they have to say moment by moment. We're not going anywhere. We suggest you slow down enough to get into the current moment of your life. It's exquisite here in the current moment. It's like, come on in, the water's fine.
If you want to be kissed and kissable,
you
there
got
is
it.
One clue. What?
Be kind to yourself.
Yes, sir. I guess you wrote the book on that.
I guess I did.
Yes.
Or we did.
We did. You know, in our most recent relationship book, we have two relationship books, and both of them won awards as best relationship book of the year each year that they came out. And in the more recent one, we talk a lot about kindness and being kind to yourself, and that how you relate to you, you will relate to another.
Right, especially if they're foolish enough to be in a relationship with you.
So,
because if you don't like you, anybody who likes you's got to be messed up.
And the challenge is, if you're pouting or whining, the person who's most miserable is you.
Isn't it interesting? People hurt themselves to get sympathy or attention, but the person that's hurt is you.
What was really funny in New York City, the last weekend workshop we did, we had a woman there who's a very accomplished executive, and something was said somewhere along the line that she disagreed with,
uh-huh.
And the whole room was laughing, and she was there, and her bottom lip was stuck out.
She was pouting like a six-year-old.
And Charlie looked at her and said, "Are you pouting?" And she looked, and she laughed at herself, and she said, "Yes, I am." And
yeah.
It was really funny, because she busted it from the inside out. She didn't take it seriously. It certainly was something that overtook her. It was a mechanic. It's something she's done for many, many, many years.
You see, our approach allows you to let go of the past's control of your life. So what happened in your life in the past does not have to have an ongoing forward impact on how you're being in the current moment.
We've discovered three really basic, simple ideas that can support you in this. And this little story about this executive in our group is a perfect example. What you resist
persists. It grows stronger.
It dominates your life.
So that's the first idea.
And by the way,
we finish each other's sentences.
So we're well on our way to that, just
sometimes
letting you know.
We even simo-speak.
We're really clear we do it, and if you relax,
it'll be fun.
So she resisted something, and that became like a rock in her own personal river. She got stuck there. She was holding on with both hands, with her feet, with her teeth. When you resist something, it becomes your life. That's the first principle.
Second idea is, you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. You can't be any different than you are right now.
So our executive friend had to do that. She had to pout because she was. You can only be exactly as you are in any given moment.
Right. So if you can only be exactly as you are in this moment of now, and you could have been only the way you were when I snapped my fingers, and you don't snap, there they are again. When you in this moment, if you can be different than you are, it's too late because the moment's already gone by. So you can only be exactly as you are in any moment. So life unfolds the way it does, and you can either resist it.
That's the first idea.
Or you can allow it to be exactly as it is without resisting it, and then it completes itself, and that's the third principle. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is allows you to be.
So in this example, our executive friend did actually the equivalent of giving herself a kiss. She was just a yes to how she'd been being, and of course it dissolved very quickly. And then she could come up and talk to us later about how the mechanics of how it worked. It's like a science experiment rather than something to be embarrassed about or ashamed of or to be proud of or to defend. Because sometimes people defend their right to pout.
Right.
Well, you don't know. My life has been really tough.
And so therefore I have the right to pout.
We have a caller.
Yes, let's take him.
Vin, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello, guys.
Where are you?
I'm in New York City today.
Oh, well,
right.
Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, nice to hear your voice.
What can we do for you, Vin?
Yeah, I have a question, or rather it's a thought that has been recurring lately, which I have a question about. Yeah, and it's this thought that in some way my clock is ticking to have a relationship and children, which I know whether it makes a lot of sense, but I listen to it sometimes, and yeah, it's not a happy thought.
So slow down for a second. So you have a clock ticking about your age and having children. How old are you?
I am 37.
Oh, my God. You're a young man.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about your juices drying up for quite a while.
I think that programming is perhaps a bit stronger for women because there's ovulation and being able to conceive, but it's usually much later for a man as far as being able to
have children. So you don't have to worry about the time limitation on it. The question is, are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Well, then having children becomes... it's an interesting thing that you would have that as a conundrum or problem when you don't even have the relationship first.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
People often focus on that rather than look at the mechanics of dating, Vin.
Yeah, dating is more confronting than thinking about, than worrying about
a
having a child.
Hypothetical child somewhere down the line.
Right.
Because you're so many steps removed from that, unless you have a surprising accident, but even that, you still have to get together with somebody first.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true. Yeah.
So if you keep yourself preoccupied, then you don't have to see the attractive ladies who are in front of you.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
If I were you, I would enjoy dating rather than worrying about whether or not you're going to have a child someday.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're a man or a woman is not really relevant for this part of the conversation. If you don't have a child right now, it's clear you don't want one right now.
Now, there may be some people out there who think they want to have a child.
But there are people who think they didn't want to get pregnant, and they were. Their actions led to that outcome. So there's, and you know, they may have terminated the pregnancy, but in our approach, we look at what is. And if you look at what is, then you know what you want.
Because you have what you want in the current moment of your life, if you're telling the truth. See, our lives are constantly unfolding moments of now, and this moment is all there is. There is no future. There has been no past, because the past is a memory trace at best, and then it's the interpretation of the person as to what happened, and the future hasn't gotten here yet. All you really have is the current moment of now, and that's where your life is unfolding, taking place. It's like a movie screen. The projection shows the picture that exists in the moment, not what's going to show up down the road or what was there before.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about how the future is going to turn out. All you have to do is be here for this moment, and you will craft and engineer your future to turn out magnificently if you're here. But if you're not here, you will blunder through life creating karma that will follow you around and keep showing up in the future. Because anything that's incomplete in the current moment will want to be complete, and it will keep showing up until it is completed.
Yeah, it's as simple as the dishes. If you don't want to do them,
they stay in the sink. Unless, of course,
you have a house help.
That's right. You read my mind. You did it again.
I did.
Yeah.
So, Vin, it really is about, when we said you have what you want, I know there were people who probably did a rebuttal for me in their mind. They're like, but I do want a college degree, or I do want to get married. But if you're studying for a college degree and you don't have one for it right now, you don't have it right now. If you have the desire for a relationship but don't have one right now, you don't have one right now. And right now is perfect.
Exactly as it is.
Including that we're going to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, sure.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So, come on back.
Yes.
And please,
don't miss
being here.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. Hey, we got to simulspeak. You said we do that sometimes.
Right.
Well, that happens when you're in sync.
Yes.
And you're not fighting with your environment.
Or your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Or husband or wife.
Yes.
Almost 30 years.
Yes.
Coming up.
Coming up.
Hey, We are coming to Hamburg, Germany. I know, Vin, you're in New York right now. So let me tell you both what's coming up. In New York, we're doing The Art of Listening, September 19th, 20th, and 21st. And there is no bigger,
better tool for relationship than learning how to truly listen.
I know that there are people who are listeners who have listened to us for years. You may want to get on the internet, or after the show, you're on the internet, likely, and check and see. Get your scheduled flights. Come join us. It's going to be a wonderful course.
And New York is not that far away. We have people coming in for the New York seminars from Europe all the time. In fact, that's why Vin's in town, because he came in from Europe to do a seminar with us a week or so about two back.
And for those of you in Europe who'd like to go a little closer, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe and Living a Complaint-Free, Drama-Free Life seminars. The first is the Freedom to Breathe is on Thursday, October 2nd, and then the 3rd, 4th, and 5th is the Living a Complaint-Free, Drama-Free Life weekend. And you can find out more about both and also The Art of Listening on our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Vin, you still with us?
Yes, I'm still with you.
And how you doing?
Great. And I love that you're coming to Hamburg. I'll be at both courses there.
Excellent.
So while in New York, I've also been enjoying your Monday Night Alive evening seminar, which is, really a great resource. And so it's really a gift to have you come to Europe, too.
Excellent. You know, in Europe, I think pretty soon now we're going to be opening up the hubs to make it easier for people who are a little more remote in Europe. If you have people who want to join you in your home and call in to the international teleseminars, we're making it easier. You can find out more about that on our website as well.
Okay.
So do you have any other questions? You good?
I'm good. Thank you.
You're good. Now you don't have to worry about having a child right away, okay?
Yes.
Have some fun. And date, Vin.
Yes.
You can date with anybody who you meet, because it's all a date. When you start living your life as what's showing up in this moment is what's supposed to be there, life really is fun. When you think that it shouldn't be this way, life becomes painful and you become a victim of your life.
You know, I have to tell you something, Vin.
Yeah.
You are not behind.
Oh, not at all, man.
One of the things that happens, I know you were likely listening when Shai was speaking earlier and we were talking about being kind to yourself. The idea that you're behind or that you're clock is running out. It's not a particularly kind way to be with yourself.
And your life is showing up perfectly in the current moment. It can't be any different than it is. And you know, the dictionary definition of perfect is whole, complete, full, lacking no component parts, immutable, not changeable. The current moment is perfect and you can't change it.
And as long as we're on the subject, whole, complete, lacking no component part, then
you don't need a child to be complete.
Right. So okay. A child, you can have a child hoping to complete you or complete a childhood idea or to have a legacy, but that's still all about you, not about bringing another being into the world and nurturing him or her. And there's another way of going about it, and that's about taking care of the people around you and not at sacrifice to yourself, but really being here. And as you go about doing that, you also make yourself more dateable.
Okay. Cool.
Get interested in other people. Don't be interesting.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling,
Vin.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
We have another caller. Thomas, are you there?
Hi, here's Thomas.
Where are you calling from, Thomas?
I'm calling from Hamburg.
Hamburg?
Yay, we're coming to visit you, man.
Hamburg, Germany?
Hamburg in Germany, of course.
Yeah. Well, there's a Hamburg in Pennsylvania.
And a Hamburg, New Jersey. Probably a Hamburg, New York, too. So.
I don't know this thing. I'm from Hamburg in Germany.
Just
extensions.
Extensions. Who knows?
What can we do for you?
I've heard about your good relations and about your books about relationship, and I'm often thinking about my history and of my family of fighting in relationships and falling back in all patterns. And so I'm thinking often about patterns of behavior, and I'm afraid of falling back into patterns of compare and fight in my relationship.
Well, so let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Are you fighting right now with your relationship?
No.
Then don't worry about it.
Okay. You know, focusing on what you don't want is a form of resisting something, and you're likely to be out of sync and start creating problems that you don't intend to create when you do that.
Okay. Okay.
The other thing is, listening to her,
mm-hmm.
you know, slowing down and really being where you are is an incredible gift. You are a gift. The gift you give her is your presence and your greatness and your being here.
And your attention.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah,
it is.
Look, you don't have to be any different than you are. And you couldn't be any different than you were. And your family that you were raised in couldn't have been any different than it was. And you're doing just fine right now, aren't you?
Okay. Yes.
Yes. So worrying about old patterns of behavior will only bring about old patterns of behavior.
It sounds so easy. Okay.
It is. Well, we're transformation made easy. Thank you, Thomas. That was, you know, perfect. I'll tell you something else as I'm looking at Shia and I'm sitting here and I'm drawing from my life. There are certain things that I like to do on my own. There are certain things I like to do with him and vice versa. And I love it when he wholeheartedly supports me, including going about things that I like to do. And I know that he enjoys my company. So, for instance, we recently went fishing. I like to fish. I actually really do. I love it, in fact. And I know Shia does as well. But he really loves it when I go with him, but go as if it were my idea and I'm taking him along. And I have a feeling that sometimes with your girlfriend, you drag your feet about certain things or try to prove your independence to yourself rather than wholeheartedly doing things that she loves to do as...
Though it were your idea in the first place.
Okay.
You know, people frequently do what their partner wants, but they do it at sacrifice. They succumb to the request rather than surrender to the request. And what I mean by that is when you succumb to something, you become the victim of what you've agreed to do. So she says she wants to go to an Indian restaurant for dinner, and you'd rather not, but you go along with it, and then you don't enjoy yourself to prove her wrong for having asked you to go to the Indian restaurant.
Okay.
And another way that people do it is, like, if I were to say, hey, Shia, I'd really like Indian tonight, and he's like, I don't know, let me think about it. And if he made me pay, in a way, in advance, by removing his energy right up until he said yes, sometimes people do that, too, to get their partner's attention rather than to have the attention given freely, which really is a whole different experience.
Much more satisfying. And the other thing is, when you surrender to your girlfriend, if she says she wants to go to Indian food, it costs you nothing to say yes. It may not be your preference, but you can make it your preference as though it were your idea in the first place.
You know, when you say that, Jai, I realize that in one of the more recent trips to New York, Jai had a food choice that he really wanted, and I wasn't necessarily so hot on it. So I'm like, okay, great, let's go. And what was neat was because I had no particular preference, I could look at the menu and pick anything because I really didn't care. And I chose things I'd never chosen before, and I chose myself an outstanding meal. There was something about just really letting go and having it be an adventure rather than having to get what I thought I wanted in order to be happy.
But there's another thing. When you say that, I think of, see, people know what they know.
Right.
And they don't know what they don't know or haven't experienced. So I notice that when you say that, whenever we go to a, say, Thai restaurant, I usually eat the same things. But there are other things on that menu, and I don't even look at them because I don't know what they are, and I don't want to do it wrong.
Well, that's where intuition comes in, too, because sometimes I look at the menu and I'm like, I don't know what this is, but it's jumping out at me.
Yeah.
And that's when going someplace that I don't really care one way or another is cool because I can just play.
And you know, it doesn't cost you anything, really, to be a yes to whatever your girlfriend wants.
Including.
You can't give them enough yes.
Including Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
I just have this feeling that there are times that she likes to do things for you. And if you have a mental picture of what's a man's role and what's a woman's role, it might be more of a challenge for you to allow her to support you one way or another.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example from my life. Oh, you were going to say?
Well, I was just going to say that the structure, the social structure in our world has changed dramatically over the last few decades, where women now do things that they never did before. Like the last time when we flew back from Cambridge, England, a couple of months ago, we heard on the speaker in the plane that the captain, her name was Pamela. And you know, this is a huge plane, and this little woman is flying it, you know? And our engineer today is Lisa. First time since we've had the show in 7 years that we've had a woman engineer. I love it. I think it's great, you know? It's all changing. You want to be flexible in your dealings with your girlfriend so you don't get stuck trying to be the man rather than be appropriate.
Good. That sounds good.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yes.
It's good.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you less. It makes them... It doesn't make anything, but I find...
Who's the them you're speaking?
Well, you know, I'm thinking about this gender thing.
Yeah.
And I know that even though my parents both worked, and in a certain respect, even though I'm in a totally different business because they had clothing stores, Shai and I operate in a very similar manner on many things. And I know their relationship had more rocky aspects, but there's a quality that has some similarities. And I know that my dad often cleaned the kitchen.
Oh, and I clean the kitchen all the time.
But I have a prejudice against it. I think it's a woman's job. And I know that's an outdated idea, but the idea and the prejudices we have are not logical. They're pre-programmed before you had any say in the matter.
See, our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. And an anthropologist studies cultures, and all of us were born into ongoing cultures, so we learned all the things we hold to be true and real and important and common sense.
So
they've all been programmed in there by the culture we grew up in. Thomas, your first language was German, yes?
Yes.
But you didn't choose to have German as your first language. You were born into a home where people spoke German.
Yes.
And the other things they spoke were complaints and worry and upset, and you learned that too. But now you're learning that you don't have to have complaints and worries and upset. You can live in the current moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to live in the current moment right now, which means that we have to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Of course.
Okay.
We'll get to continue this lively, wonderful conversation with the wonderful Thomas and you also. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Being here.
Be visionary. Be extraordinary. Be the change. This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
That's right. Welcome back to Being Here.
If you're enjoying our radio shows, you may enjoy to have the visual element added, and that's part of why we've put together the Premium Excellence Club. It's a subscription series where you get a video of us working with an individual or a couple or having a conversation each week in your inbox.
So, and it's for a year.
And in fact, our latest book, or the last book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, was inspired out of the videos that we did because people were so beautiful and revealing and generous with themselves. It was just too small an audience. More people needed to have the possibility of what they were discovering in themselves. So that book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, which you can get on Amazon or order through your bookstore, Barnes & Noble, has links to 20 videos of us having conversations about relationships with people, and it's really wonderful.
What's cool is you get to see the person transform, where what was problematic becomes easy, and their face lights up, and they shift in the way they're being from having life be problematic to having life be easy and wonderful.
And, you know, there's one woman in there, Anina, who had, in the video, she was totally unaware she wasn't even remotely talking to Shia or including him, and she thought that might be an exciting possibility to include men, and she now has an incredible relationship. And so, you know, it's sometimes it's the things that you just simply aren't seeing that when you see them, your whole life opens up. So you can find the Premium Excellence Club up on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and we have announcements for things on our Transformation Made Easy Facebook page as well. If you haven't read our book, you should really get it. It's,
yeah.
It's extraordinary. You still with us, Thomas?
Any of our books.
That's true.
Thomas.
Yes, I'm here.
You're still there.
Yeah,
how are you doing?
There. I'm doing fine. Great to hear you and to talk with you.
That's
great to talk with you, too.
You know, I just wanted to circle back to something we were talking about in the last segment. Sometimes I have to manage that part of me that reflexively gets embarrassed if I see that Jaya did the dishes and I wasn't there to help him or I didn't do them first. It's not reasonable. It's silly from a judgmental point of view, but it's part of my programming. I'm really clear there are things that Stephanie, your girlfriend, because we know her, is good at, and possibly better than you. I know there are things that Chai is better than I am at, and there's no shame or embarrassment needed in allowing them the gift of expressing themselves through the things that they're good at. And if embarrassment comes up, it's really about allowing yourself to feel it without judging yourself for having that reflexive reaction.
And then it can complete itself.
Got these goosebumps, guy.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Really,
okay.
Really sweet speaking with you today. Thanks for taking
Thank
the time.
Thank you very, very much.
You're
welcome.
Oof, I can feel his heart. That
yes.
was nice. We have another
caller.
Yeah, let's take her. Katya.
Hi, Ariel and Shia.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm so moved by your words. You know, I'm listening to your show, and well, I'm touched, and then I'm moved, and then I'm so much there, and the emotions are gone, and then I'm back, moved again, like right now.
So, did you have a question for us?
Well, actually, not really a question, because it's so fantastic listening to your radio shows. For example, a week ago or so, I was in a kind of an upset. I couldn't formulate what kind of upset, but it was like I was taking a bath in this upset. And then after
taking
a while, I just had the impulse to hear your radio show. And then it was really amazing. And I asked myself, what have you done? Because suddenly it was gone. And,
well, you put your attention on something other than whatever you were complaining to yourself
whatever
about.
Whatever you were resisting.
Yes.
If you leave things alone, they frequently take care of themselves.
But it also tells me something, Katya, that, you know, sometimes upsets overtake a person. You wake up in a mood, you don't know what initiated it. You can either try and figure out what initiated it, or you can drop it. And sometimes just dropping it on your own is challenging. But, for instance, listening to one of our radio shows, we've heard from many people all over the world how suddenly it brought them to a sense of well-being. So what it's telling me is, it was the upset or being in a mood wasn't something you wanted to keep. Because if you don't want to keep it, you can find a way out, whether it's to call a friend or to get busy in a project or clean something in your house or listen to a radio show or express yourself and take care of other people is a whole other thing. Sometimes
yes.
people lose sense of themselves, but if they start taking care of somebody else, as in extending themselves, that can bring them right back to center.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons our Costa Rican adventure is so powerful. Not that we do very much there other than hang out with people, but, you know, the name of the show is Being Here, and what we do in Costa Rica is explore the space of being together with the participants. But if you are outside the story of your life long enough, because Costa Rica, the environment is very different than most people's homes. In most people's homes, they have certain routines that they do that keep them in the story of their life. But in Costa Rica, we take people to an amazingly beautiful remote area with virgin forests and jungle and waterfalls and
horses and wildlife.
And it's wonderful.
Howler monkeys.
And great food. And they forget their story long enough, and then their story stops running their lives. And it's all very effortless.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
One thing you may underestimate, Katya, it was something in the last weekend workshop we did in New York City. There was a fellow who came. His first name is Mark. And we'd never met him before. He'd heard about us from a friend. So he registered online, and he came to the seminar, and that's where we met him. And he lives about 2.5 hours north of New York City. So on Sunday night, he went home, and he was telling us how stunning it was that everything by Sunday night was so three-dimensional, and that people were clear, and visually it was different, and he felt so calm, and he felt so centered. And he walked into his home, and he looked around, and he saw all the things that he'd left incomplete from earlier versions of himself when he said, I don't want to deal with that, including several days' worth of dishes and things like that. And he talked to us about how he would fall into the old upset, and then he'd come back and be three-dimensional, and then he'd fall back in. Really, one of the things that happens in Costa Rica and weekends, you step outside of how you normally construct your life. So when you step back into it, you can see what you've been doing to keep yourself upset.
Yes, it's wonderful what you said. Because really with transformation, I discovered this three-dimensional life and of the nature, and it's really amazing. And also what you said is that, for example, when I'm sad or thinking of Hans, my love, who passed away, then I'm back in this mood. And if I'm engaging in that what is, then I'm alive. So,
well, Katya, darling, if I can be impregnated by commercials on television and movies in the idea that it's a woman's job to do the dishes, do you think you could be enculturated into the idea that you need to have an extended mourning period or you're not a good person or you didn't really love him?
I'm sorry. I understand the words, but I didn't get the context.
Well, here's the thing. I'll change it up a little. Would Hans have wanted you to feel bad after he died?
No, absolutely not.
Exactly.
Do you have judgments against yourself for being ready to date?
Yes, I want to date, and I just started this adventure, and it is fun, and so but then suddenly I cannot steer this. But then it's overcomes me. Like then there are tears. So,
well, look, now here's the thing. Sometimes things in our environment stimulate us in ways that we cry, that there are tears, there is emotion comes up. And sometimes we don't even know why it happens.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter why it happens. What matters is that it does. It happens. And if you can allow yourself to feel what you're feeling without judging yourself for it, or thinking you should be different than you are in this moment, then it will come and you will experience it and it will pass.
Yes, and I'm so thankful for your approach. And yes, yeah, right.
You know, the other thing is there were certain areas of your heart that you opened up to Hans and let him in deeper than anyone else. And now you're preparing the possibility to let another person in an intimate manner, and you're finding him there. And it's not a bad thing. It's a sweet thing if you let it be. And when you say, Hans, my love, I really get that you loved him, but when you say it, I also hear it like a discreet, walled off, it's him and only him, rather than you are love. You are loving. I don't want to get all esoteric, but you have love in your heart, and he loved you. You loved him.
But, Katya, we know you.
Yes.
And you love people.
Yes, that's what I really do. And I really love so much being with people. And it's really, it's like a passion. So I'm yeah, and it's really interesting. Enthusiastic, so I love really seeing people grow and having fun with them together.
Yes.
Really, yes, that's true.
That's who you are.
So you can have emotions like you're having now, and it's
not
lovely.
Not attach it to anything, it's just emotions.
Yes, right.
It's very attractive even, because it's authentic. If you keep them going past when it's authentic, then it turns into more like wine.
Yeah, that's really, yeah, right. You're totally right. Yes, it's absolutely not my wish and not my intention to whine. I'm just, like I said before, overwhelmed, so from time to time. So, but
you're
listening.
Look, you know, one of your gifts as a human being,
yes,
is the ability to be moved by life.
Yes.
To be moved to tears by life.
Yeah.
That's a gift.
It's so beautiful to be here with every minute. And yes, and I bought flowers today, and I really had so much fun to share it with some colleagues. So I said, you would love to have a rose? I give it to you. And they were so astonished, and I just gave it from my heart. So because I had fun with those lovely roses, and I wanted to share those roses, and it was neat, and it just opened my heart when they were happy with those roses. Yes.
Well, I am certain people listening, their hearts are opening. I know ours are.
Yes.
Really, really sweet having you on the show today. And you know what's neat, Katya? You just did the perfect segue for next week's show. You want to hear the topic?
Yes, sure, please.
Let it be. You know, the Beatles really had it there. You know, they said, let it be. It really is powerful, let it be.
And we're coming to the end of the show. It's been an honor speaking with you.
Oh, and I feel so heart-filled love for you both, and it's so incredible, and you both rock so much.
Thank you.
You rock our world, Katya.
Yep. And I just want to say again, Katya's example of the kind of people that are in our book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, if you haven't read it yet, I highly recommend it. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.